Lupe lives in a very bad part of town.
Hang on, Sloopy by the McCoys. I was 12 or 13 when that came out. Boy, did I love that song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 and rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you'd like to call in, feel free at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in silly. Now it's time for the Teen Rap with usually Pastor Drew Sams, but this time I am happy to say I've got Wayne Levine joining us again. This segment, Teen Rap, is got a new sponsor, and the sponsor is the Wright Center for Orthodontics with offices in both Santa Barbara and Camarillo. The way they came to be a sponsor of our show was truly spectacular. As you may know, I have supported a group of kids in Ghana. Ghana, Swedru, Ghana in Africa. And I wrote a column called A Story of Giving. And Barbara at the Wright Center for Orthodontics right here in Santa Barbara, she read that column and enlisted a lot of the other staff, seven in all. And they ended up sending a box of books to the kids in Ghana. And the kids, they didn't tell me this at all, but they did mention in the box that they were, you know, fans of A Dad's Point of View. And a month or so later, I get pictures sent to me from Africa showing the books that the Wright Center for Orthodontics had sent and that Barbara, among her other colleagues, had put together. And I then contacted the Wright Center. Turns out Dr. Wright and I are unbelievably like minds, and we ended up meeting. I pitched the idea of him sponsoring our show, and boom. It became a win-win. The kids in Africa benefited greatly. I got a great sponsor. You, as a listener, have a wonderful place to go should you have any orthodontic needs. So I like the way this one turned out. It's the way it's supposed to. You do something good, and everybody gets something good back. Back to Wayne Levine, and this is Teen Rap. And welcome back, Wayne.
Well, it's good to be back. Wait, that was just a few moments ago, wasn't it?
Yes. So, Wayne.
Yes.
I don't remember. We were discussing at the other moment. Had you been on the Teen Rap segment? And I think you were right. I think I scheduled you two or three times because Pastor Drew was unclear if he could make it, and I think you graciously made yourself available, and I ingraciously didn't use you. And now we have you. And
it was like the old days. The guy that never made it onto the couch on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, exactly. But you've made it on the couch, and you are welcome to join us for this segment of the show, Teen Rap. And I would like to just start by opening it up. If you have any thoughts or tidbits you'd care to offer parents of teens, since this is your first appearance on this segment.
Well, you know, kids are often testing their parents by comparing themselves to what the other kids in the neighborhood or kids at school and the ones who are getting new cars and have the latest computers and the latest, you know, iPads and iPhones and all that kind of stuff. And we generally, this generation of parents, we have spoiled, in a way, our children by giving them more than they've earned, giving them without having it tied to behavior, tied to certain goals around what we feel the kids need to achieve. And I think it's important to not get into these discussions with the kids about what other kids have, but focus more the discussion on what is it that you want for your kids. For instance, when my son wanted to drive, he knew that in order to drive, he had to hold a job. If he didn't hold a job, he was not going to drive.
My son knew we had similar things. He had to maintain a certain grade average. And I didn't care that his friends got cars regardless of the grade average. And as a result, my son has not driven, has not received his license, and he'll be 17 soon. And his motivation to succeed and maintain that grade average this coming semester is so intense that I'm sure he's going to deliver, and I'm sure he's going to come through. But it never was an argument because it was established going in. And I think that's your point. If you set that, I mean, to quote you, as a nut, that they understand, non-negotiable, unalterable term, which of course is the subtitle of your book. If your kids understand that, then they actually won't even argue with you about it. They know they have to. Your son had to have a job, or he couldn't drive or have a car.
Right. I mean, look, the key to being a parent, the key in terms of communicating your nuts, you know, those non-negotiables, is to know that they truly are non-negotiable. You know, we have a lot of discussions with men and women couples about these arguments that they have with their kids, and I'm asking, why are you arguing? Why is a child winning the war at home? Why is there a war? If it is done and you hold it as if it's already done, then you don't have to get angry and you don't have to argue and there doesn't have to be a battle. Something very difficult for a lot of people to come to. But, you know, my feeling is you're the parent. You win. You win before the battle begins. And it's important to know that and to get whatever support you need to be able to enter those discussions calmly and be very clear about what it is that you're trying to achieve and what's most, you know, important for your kids.
You know what strikes me by what you just said is we started this discussion by saying how our kids might or might not compare themselves to other kids. And I would argue, based on what you just said, that it's as much the parents comparing themselves to other parents and what the other parents are doing for their kids that drives some of this. We all know the stories of extravagant parties that parents have thrown for their kids, and then the other kid wants, I want one just like Sally's.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's why it's so important as a parent to be grounded and to be very clear about your own values, because it's very easy to get swept up into what is trendy, and that is just not healthy for you or your family.
And if your kids grow up, going back to this whole notion of would you switch your life, if our kids grow up and they are getting and they are measuring themselves on material acquisitions, in the same way we were discussing in the men's room segment about men that measure themselves on financial success, they are starting off their life with just the worst set of values imaginable and setting themselves up for not only disappointment, but a lot of unhappiness.
Yeah, I think rather than, you know, the question of would you trade your life with someone else's, what we focus on is what is it that you need to do to have the life you want? What is it that you need to do to be the man you want to be? Rather than thinking that it's something on the outside, it's really on the inside. And, you know, obviously we can create that life, but we oftentimes need a little support to get there.
Well, that's what you do so well. And the other point that I think is incredibly relevant to me is now that I know you as well as I do, I wouldn't consider switching.
Bruce, if there was one man I would switch lives with, it would not be you. So I think we're on the same page.
Good. I do love you. Quickly, before we go on, I have to take a break. Where can people reach you?
Bettermen.org, and you can learn about our retreat coming up October 1 through 3 and the other services that we offer men and their families.
And they are excellent services, I will personally attest. Thank you, Wayne, and I will talk with you later. It is time for a break. I want to again thank the Wright Center for Orthodontics for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show. You can reach them at 805-68-SMILE. That is 805-68-SMILE. A special hello to Barbara. And Dr. Wright, I look forward to recording our commercials with you this coming week. That'll be fun. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290.
What's going down? There's battle lines being drawn.